supplication on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord and Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O the Most Merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio from Iran.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, 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 ya Habib. Ramadan, Ramadan, laytaka dawman qareeb.
On Friday, we are here, 11th of Ramadan, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 3rd of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 22nd of March, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is verse 1 of chapter An-Nisa. We listen to it, then we come back, speak about it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا.
O mankind, fear your Lord, who created you from one soul and created from it its mate and dispersed from both of them many men and women. And fear Allah, through whom you ask one another, and the wombs. Indeed, Allah is ever over you, an observer.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The first verse of this surah addresses all human beings. The content of this verse is a message to mankind as a whole. It invites them to piety and being in awe of Allah, then to introduce the Lord who is aware of all deeds of human beings. It points to one of his attributes, which is the origin of the unity of human race. Mentioning this subject here is a sign of an extraordinary importance that the Quran maintains for a strengthening blood kinship.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Dua for the 11th day of Ramadan.
اللهم حبب إلي فيه الإحسان وَكَرِّهْ إِلَيَّ فِيهِ الْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِصْيَانَ وَحَرِّمْ عَلَيَّ فِيهِ السَّخَطَ وَالنِّيرَانَ بعونك يا غياث المستغيثين.
O Allah, on this day make me love goodness and dislike corruption and disobedience. Bar me from anger and the fire of hell by your help, O the helper of those who seek help.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي
شكراً يا
يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن شكرا يا
صلة الرحم. Maintaining the ties of kinship. Islam has placed tremendous emphasis on maintaining the bonds of kinship. صلة الرحم. صلة الرحم means to take care of kin, to visit them and to assist them in whatever way possible. The Holy Quran has enjoined looking after the well-being of one's relatives, sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles, cousins, niece, nephews, grandparents, grandsons, granddaughters, and etc., and rendering to them all possible assistance with the purest of motives. In that connection, to support indigent relatives unable to earn their living economically, to share their joys and sorrows, to strengthen family ties, and never to break sever relationship with them are among the fundamental teachings of Islam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, in this show we are going to talk about the importance of maintaining ties of kinship, that is silatul rahim, during the blessed month of Ramadan. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a narration, if someone has 5 dirhams, he would spend the first dirham on his parents, the second dirham on his own livelihood and comfort, and the third dirham on his relatives, the fourth dirham and his neighbors, and the fifth dirham for the sake of Allah. Maintaining ties of kinship, silatul rahim, is one of the moral traits that Islam has strongly commanded to be observed. One of the sayings of the noble Prophet ﷺ in the khutbah Sha'baniyah, sermon of Sha'ban, relates to silatul rahim, in which states, maintain respect for your elders, show mercy to the younger ones, and maintain ties of kinship or silatul rahim. In the Holy Quran, those who oppose silatul rahim are cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In 3 places in his words, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says in one of his narrations, do not befriend those who do not maintain ties of kinship, for these individuals have been cursed in 3 places in the Quran.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah, be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day from IRIB English Radio.
Man by his nature loves comradeship, and Islam being a religion of togetherness and love encourages social relationship and familiarization among people as some of its fundamental teachings. This is why the Prophet loves the person who mixes with people more than the one who keeps away from them. He said, the believer who mixes with people and endures their harm is better than the one who does not associate with people nor endure their harm. Paying visits is a means of socialization. It leads to sound relationship, promotes love, strengthens bonds, reminds the heedless, teaches the ignorant, refreshes the souls, and alleviates sorrow.
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الله الله يا ربي يا الله
This is today's special and etiquette of visiting. Don't enter anyone's house or room without permission. You are obligated to seek their permission first. The Islam code of seeking permission specifies that one should stand close to the door, knock, and thereafter say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. May I come in? If this does not elicit a reply, employ the same method of salam a second and third time. After the third time, if you fail to get a reply, consider it as inappropriate moment for meeting. There could be some valid excuse. Therefore, return and do not ever feel offended. While seeking permission to enter, stand on one side. Don't stand in such a way that you can see inside. However, if the host is right in front of you, make salam and seek permission to enter.
Maintaining ties of kinship will bring blessings to a person. One of the blessings of silatul rahim is the extension of person's life and the removal of calamities from their life. Increasing sustenance and other blessings is one of material life, in one's material life, as well as immense reward and recompense in the hereafter, are among the other effects of silatul rahim. One of the narrations states that the reward and recompense for those who maintain ties of kinship is paradise. Many narrations have been mentioned regarding those who maintain and those who cut or sever ties of kinship. In the sayings of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, one of the blessings of the blessed month of Ramadan is that the fasting person through hunger and thirst can remember the hunger and thirst of the day of resurrection. So that they can prepare themselves for the day of judgment. The Prophet ﷺ says, maintain ties of kinship with your relatives. In many supplications and verses, it is mentioned that the believers perform righteous deeds, a'mal salih, and one of the results of righteous deeds is maintaining ties of kinship, especially with closer relatives. Maintaining ties of kinship is more important during the blessed month of Ramadan, especially if one can assist the poor and needy.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode. Please keep us in your dua and supplication. Have a nice time and we leave you in Allah's protection.
Ramadan, 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 Ramadan. Ramadan, 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 Ramadan. The blessed month has dawned upon us with its merits and blessings combined. In it the Quran was revealed to Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon his soul. Ramadan, 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 Ramadan. Without Iman being uplifted from reading the Holy Quran, and the joy of breaking our fast every day, O blessed month of Ramadan.
Take pieces of bread from me and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. There's a very beautiful hadith from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam where he says, Man sama shahra Ramadan fajtanaba fihi al-haram wal-buhtan raziyallahu anhu wa awjaba lahu al-janan. What is the goal of a mu'min? We always try to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our deeds. Two types of deeds. Deeds are asked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or offered from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the deeds we do. The deeds are asked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, well, they're all wajibat or mustahabbat, so if you do as it is mentioned, you'll be rewarded by God, Almighty God. But when you offer your regular deeds with the intention of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the niyyah or intention of taqarrub to Allah, you can turn your entire actions or deeds for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there you are going to be rewarded. In this beautiful hadith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, "Fajtanaba fihi al-haram." The one who is fasting in the month of Ramadan and he prevents himself from all types of haram. Listening haram, watching haram, speaking haram. One of the most worst thing can happen in the month of Ramadan when, na'uzu billah, God forbid, we speak haram, we lie, we cheat, we use bad words, we do backbite. Backbiting is not allowed in any case. So we have to watch our tongue. There's a beautiful hadith from Imam Sajjad where he says, when tongue commits a sin, the entire organs of body talk to the tongue and say, please do not do any sin, because of your sin we all going to be in the hellfire. So the all organs of body talk to the tongue saying, don't do sin, because that the sin through tongue is a big sin, truly big sin. So man sama shahr ramadan fajtanaba fihi al-haram, and the one who protects himself from all kinds of haram, especially kaba'ir, the great sins. And there are certain types of great sins mentioned in a hadith, like lying, like killing, like adultery, like hurting others. So there's a, especially hurting a mu'min, it's a kind of kaba'ir, the great sins. So the one who prevents himself from all types of haram, especially the great sins, and which is mentioned in this beautiful hadith, well, buhtan, blaming others for no reason. If you have doubt on someone, keep your mouth shut. Don't speak unless you prove that if you have proved that the person is making mistake, even though you know someone's mistake and wrong things, you're not allowed to say. How is possible if you don't know and you're not yet sure and you talk bad things about others? This is called blaming others, buhtan. When you give a wrong relationship to others, this is called blaming, buhtan. Those who prevent themselves from slandering others. Slander is not good. When we slander others, we put ourselves in trouble. If one prevents himself from any kind of haram and buhtan, and which is blaming others, if you keep these two qualities in your fasting day, then you really going to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then Allah make heaven wajib on you, then heaven is written for you. If you prevent from these two bad qualities, inshallah, we are going to see Jannat of Allah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Ammar in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Iqra' بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد عودتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني
Let's recite the Quran
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآني
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters dear Muslims all over the world Ramadan Mubarak to all of you may Allah Almighty inshallah bless us in this holy month and may you inshallah include us in your du'as as well welcome to IRB English Radio let's recite the Quranic Kareem a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperations with Sevier International Schools Network I really welcome you all and I'm glad to let you know that we have brother Hussein Ruhullah Hassan Nasrullah Ali Nasir and Fawad Haider with us today in this session everyone salam alaikum Hussein salam how are you
alaikum assalam sir
are you good alhamdulillah how are you doing with ramadan
that's good sir
good alhamdulillah Ali Nasir
alhamdulillah sir great
good. good and Hassan
alhamdulillah sir
alhamdulillah mashallah and Fawad Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 57, Surah Al-A'raf, on page 157, right?
Yes.
So, this ayah is also a beautiful ayah, mentions about the blessings of Allah Almighty, the ni'mah of Allah Almighty, the beauty of the creation. So, we have a recitation of this ayah, everyone. Let's listen to the recitation once.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa huwa alladhi yursilu ar-riyaha bushran bayna yaday rahmatihi hatta idha aqallat sahaban thiqalan suqnahu li baladin mayyitin fa anzalna bihi al-maa فأخرجنا به من كل الثمرات كذلك نخرج الموتى لعلكم تذكرون
Great recitation, mashallah. So, I want to read it once, but the recitation will be with one of our brothers here. All right, Hassan Hussein Ali Nasir Fawad. And then also, of course, we will explain it. We will pay attention to the tajweed rules. And finally, all together, we will practice the recitation. Is that fine?
Yes.
Yes. All right. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وهو الذي يرسل الرياح In the previous ayah, Allah Almighty was talking about himself, Allah, the way how to pray and these things. Knowing him, in this ayah also, Allah Almighty talks about himself. وَهُوَ الَّذِي Allah is the one who يُرْسِلُ الرِّيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ He's the one who sends forth the winds, alright, as harbingers of his mercy. حَتَّى إِذَا أَقَلَّتْ سَحَابًا ثِقَالًا سُقْنَاهُ لِبَلَدٍ مَيِّتٍ When they bear the rain, okay, laden clouds, we drive them toward a dead land. فَأَنزَلْنَا بِهِ الْمَاءَ And send down water on it, on the dead land. فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ مِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ And with it, we bring forth all kind of crops. كَذَلِكَ نُخْرِجُ الْمَوْتَى. Thus shall we raise the dead. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. Maybe you will take admonition. So, may you understand. May you notice. So, this was a beautiful ayah, I think. So, Ali Nasir, Hussein, Fawad, Hassan, any of you can read? Hussein, can you recite it, please?
Yes, sir.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
أحسنتم
وهو الذي يرسل الرياح بشرا بين يدي رحمته حتى إذا أقلت سحابا ثقالا سقناه لبلد ميت فأنزلنا به الماء فأخرجنا به من كل الثمرات كذلك نخرج الموتى لعلكم تذكرون.
أحسنتم. Allah bless you, inshallah. That was so beautiful.
MashaAllah.
Who enjoyed it? Anybody who has enjoyed it, recite a salawat for Hussein.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Allah bless you.
He had a mistake.
What mistake?
Yes.
That was great.
The salawat,
it was
then.
Great, but it had a mistake.
Yeah.
All right.
First, when he
That's
stopped.
That's the way you admire someone.
Yes.
Great with the mistake.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah. So, first time when he stopped at Alma, he said fa'anzalna.
Oh, he didn't. But he fixed it.
Yeah, because he started over again.
All right.
That's not my problem.
Anyhow, he fixed it.
Yes.
That couldn't be counted as a mistake. I still support you, okay?
Thank
yes,
you, sir.
Yes, sir. But one more.
What?
We are minkul.
Minkul?
He applied the rule ikhfa, but he don't stretch it.
Oh, minkul. Oh, this way. So you gotta stretch also when you apply. So good. Any other? You can barely find a mistake when he recites.
Yes.
Good. Let's see what Allah Almighty says. Look, and also mention the tajweed points. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُرْسِلُ الرِّيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ. How do you read it? بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ. Repeat after me. بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ.
بشرا بين يدي رحمته.
Great. That baby meme, tiny meme you see on the top of ra, bushran, that's the sign of tanween, bushran it is. But also this tanween changes to
iqlab rule.
Iqlab rule is applied and
meme.
The tanween changes to
meme.
So the sound of tanween, bushran, changes to
bushran.
A meme sound, but when you pronounce meme, your lips touch. Yes, each other. Bushram. Yes. But put a tissue or make a little space between. Bushram bayna yaday rahmati. I'm asking Hassan a question about that stopping sign on the top. We have jim, we have sila, we have qila, we have la, we have meme. So, the two sets of three dots. Also, we have waqful mu'anaqa. We have, so what is that sila tell us? What does that sila tell us? And what does that jim, fa'akhrajna bihi min kulli thamarat, tell us?
Sila tells us that it's better to continue.
Better to continue?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Join the first letter to the second letter.
All right.
And the jim says that the jim allows you to stop.
The jim says you're allowed to
stop.
Great. Thank you so much. So this ayah basically tells us about the blessings of Allah Almighty. Look, wind is a blessing of Allah Almighty.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
The way Allah Almighty sends the winds, the way the clouds are made, the way clouds are changed to water, and the way the rain comes and the rain is poured on the dead lands, and on the dead lands Allah Almighty actually by the rain Allah Almighty what? Revives, gives life to the dead land. And the dead land gives us different crops.
Yes.
See how beautiful it is?
Harmony.
It's a beautiful, mashallah, it's a beautiful harmony. So anybody who looks at this harmony, at this beautiful harmony, he will understand there is a creator, a designer, way knowledgeable he is, okay? And he's way powerful, way wise. So that's why we call him, what?
The all-knowing.
Yeah, the all-knowing, the all-powerful, the all-knowledgeable, the all-wise.
The all-capable.
Yeah, the all-capable. Everything about it.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض
حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Bushra bayna yaday rahmatih. Hassan mentioned the stopping signs. Thank you. Hatta idha aqallat the mad. Are they wajib to extend?
No.
Not wajib?
Yes.
So they are?
Jais.
Jais to extend. Or ignore them. Aqallat sahaban thiqalan.
Yeah, we have to ikhfa.
Ikhfa. Hide the sound of?
Tanween.
Alright, I read it, repeat after me. Sahaban thiqalan suqnahu.
Sahaban thiqalan suqnahu.
Ahsan. Libaladin mayyit, libala?
Dim
mayyitin. Ikhfa again.
Yes.
Faanzalna. Again, ikhfa. Bihi al-ma'a fa-akhrajna bihi min... Again, ikhfa. Kulli al-thamarat, kathalika nukhriju al-mawta, la'allakum tathakkaru. Very simple rules and easy ones. Time to recite it. So I will recite it once, the whole ayah. Make sure you listen and repeat after me. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, time to practice. Last part of our class. Ready, everyone?
Yes.
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وهو الذي يرسل الرياح بشرا بين يدي رحمته
وهو الذي يرسل الرياح بشرا بين يدي رحمته
حتى إذا أقلت سحابا ثقالا سقناه لبلد ميت فأنزلنا به الماء
حتى إذا أقلت سحابا ثقالا سقناه لبلد ميت فأنزلنا به الماء
أحسن. Pay attention to the إخفاء rule. فأنزلنا. Listen and repeat. فأنزلنا به الماء فأخرجنا به من كل الثمرات
فأنزلنا به الماء فأخرجنا به من كل الثمرات
كذلك نخرج الموتى لعلكم تذكرون
كذلك نخرج الموتى لعلكم تذكرون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Thank you so much. That's all from us for today, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Thanks for being with us. See you in the next session. Thanks, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, for being with us in this session. Stay with us, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. See you in the next session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalam ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen wa ala alihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us another chance to spend a few minutes in our daily lives, spending time on understanding and learning the teachings of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in his book Sahifa Sajjadiya, learning Tawheed through the supplications of this dua, and understanding that right lifestyle through the language of dua. We got to the 12th dua, and we're in the middle of this dua, a dua that is titled Fil I'tiraf wa talab at-tawbati ila Allah ta'ala, in confession and in seeking repentance toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we got to the part that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam was describing the conditions or the situation of a servant who is going to make supplications and dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while repenting, while seeking refuge to Him, the Almighty. And then we got to the part that he said, with a pure and humble heart, he calls out to Allah with eyes that are flooded with tears, with legs that are shaking in fear. Imam Sajjad says, يَدْعُوكَ بِيَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّحِمِينَ. He supplicates you, O most merciful of the merciful, يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّحِمِينَ. It's one of those favorite names that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoys and is pleased to be called by that name. Let's take a break to inshallah come back and see what are the signs of humble servants.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana, Rabbana.
All right, respected listeners to IRIB English Radio, inshallah, you don't forget us from your prayers, and you may include us, inshallah. We ask you to please include us in your prayers, especially in the time of breaking your fasts, in the time of iftar, inshallah. By that first bite of the food that we have been said that one of the du'as, one of the moments that du'as are answered, that is that moment. And many of the scholars have recommended us, do not just run to the table of food and start in the beginning of breaking your fast, to start making du'as to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be slow, say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, make du'as, ask Allah to accept your fast and your deeds during this month. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, the Holy Prophet, says these are four signs of a humble servant of Allah. And these are very important signs that we have to make sure that inshallah we habituate ourselves with these signs. We make sure that we enhance in our ethical values these four signs and indications. وَأَمَّا And then عَلَامَةُ الْخَاشِئِ فَأَرْبَأَةٌ There are four signs for a person who is خَاشِئ, who is humble. مُرَاقَبَةُ اللَّهِ فِي السِّرِّ وَالْعَلَانِيَةِ He is considering the presence of God and supervision of His Lord. فِي السِّرِّ وَالْعَلَانِيَةِ Once He is alone, once He is hidden from eyes of other people, once others do not see Him, in His loneliness, in the moments of His solitude. وَالْعَلَانِيَةِ And in front of everyone. And see, first comes, first serves. The most important comes first. When the Holy Prophet says wasir wal alaniya, he doesn't say wal alaniya tawasir, meaning that wasir, being considerate of the presence of Allah while you're alone, comes first, and that then that leads to a sincere consideration of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of everyone else. Otherwise, that will create hypocrisy. What is hypocrisy? Nifaq. Hypocrisy is considering the presence of Allah in front of others. And while you're alone, you show a different color and you practice a different instruction. Let's take a break to come back to see what are the three remaining signs.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
All right, respected listeners to IRIB English Radio, in this last portion of this session, We were mentioning the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi in describing or listing the signs or indications of a servant who is humble to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Holy Prophet says, وَأَمَّا عَلَامَةُ الْخَاشِئِ فَأَرْبَعَةٌ مُرَاقَبَةُ اللَّهِ فِي السِّرِّ وَالْأَلَانِيَةِ. He is considerate of the presence of Allah while he's alone and while he's in congregation, while he's in society, while he's in front of everyone. And it's so important to practice the consideration or understanding the consideration of the presence of Allah while you're alone, and then that can lead to a sincere consideration of Allah while you're in public. Why? Because if it is the other way, it creates nifaq, it creates hypocrisy, it creates double standard. I consider Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his presence while I'm in public, and then while I go alone, while I'm away from everybody else, I'm a totally different person. While I'm with my certain other friends that are not practicing the deen, then I'll be having a different color. That creates nifaq, and nifaq can eventually lead to not considering the presence of Allah in the public as well. Then you're like, you know what? I don't care anymore. Inshallah, we don't get to that point at all. But the Holy Prophet says the very first and foremost sign is muraqabatullah, considering the presence of Allah. Varrukubul jamil, and then doing good deeds. Wattafakkur liyawm alqiyama, thinking of the day of judgment. Walmunajat lillah, spending time to make dua and talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we get and taste that beauty of talking to Allah and hearing things back. May Allah grant us that beautiful tawfiq. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mahdi in the program Bridge on RIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را، هرگز مخواه از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say La ilaha illallah.
RIB English Radio, a heralder of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
The last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
You are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program The Last Savior. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Oman, Islamic researcher, Brother Alavi. Assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome.
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. It's a pleasure to be here.
So in this series of the program, The Last Savior, we are mainly concerned with the topics related to Imam al-As, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. All right, Brother Alaviani, last episode you talked about some of the missions which are given to the Sahabi or Ashab companions of Imam As at the time of reappearance or Zuhur. The second one was struggling against the deviations. Can you define the deviation for us? I mean, what do you mean exactly according to Imam al-Zaman, Imam al-Mahdi al-Jalallah?
Yes, we said every revolution, every new movement, every uprising requires clarification on the goals and objectives.
Yes.
To tell the people that, for example, this revolution has these different characteristics, these different privileges in these different points that makes it something different, so that people get satisfied and become willing to accept it. The same thing happens. We saw that even Imam Ali alayhi salam for some 25 years was out of the system, the governing system, that due to, lack of this knowledge among the people, that they deprived themselves from the presence of Imam.
Yes.
Let's not repeat the same deprivation. And Imam alayhi salam, he himself has this mission on his on the shoulder of his special companions, this 313 and the others who join him slowly, slowly. We said that in a hadith we have that Imam, when Imam comes, it's as if he brings a new religion.
Yes. So
there are lots of changes, innovations, bid'ahs, or bid'ah in the religion that even some people just got accustomed to those bid'ahs and innovations. So they need to get distant from this deviation and come and welcome whatever the pure Muhammadan Islam says.
Okay.
So the people, or
even the interpretations of the ayahs and the ahadith will be very much different.
Yes, because we see that nothing has been left at the time of Imam from Quran, just the cover of the Quran, right? So people recite Quran very beautifully, but they have no idea about what inside.
What is the main batn or content?
Exactly. So we can sense it today, brother. I mean, without having these narrations from, I don't know, earlier imams and infallible imams, we can see that some people recite Quran very beautifully, but they are indifferent on what is going on in Islam world.
And when you ask about the meaning, the literal translation.
The literal translation, they are very clever in this literal translation of Quran.
Or so, acting on base upon the Quran is not seen or witnessed in the daily life of the people. This is what Imam al-Mahdi wants, isn't it?
Definitely.
Okay.
So different groups of people are the heads of these deviations, the owners of wealth, those capitalists and the elites of capitalism, and then owners of power, that is an Islamic and ostensibly Islamic governments, those who claim just to become Islamic. We see that in some Islamic countries, people have no role in the management of the society.
Okay.
So where is the role of people in some, and let's say in most of Islamic countries?
Yes.
Can they have a say there? And also the owners of deception. The owners of deceptions, that is those people affiliated and worldly clerics, depending, or the men of knowledge, I mean Islamic knowledge, actually affiliated with governments and the corrupted systems.
So the so-called, you mean, biased people of the religion all across the world, you know, who are acting, for example, hand in hand with corrupt politicians,
very
isn't it?
True, exactly.
That's right.
So these are the owners, or the leaders of these deviations.
Yes.
So in order to put them aside, it's not an easy task.
Mm-hmm.
It requires a person as knowledgeable as Ammar.
Yes.
He was a mujtahid. I mean, he had the knowledge to elaborate, like Malik al-Ashtar Nakhai, to enlighten people with this knowledge and to tell them what is wrong and what is
right. And so during all these years, all the thoughts and ideologies and philosophies are shaped, you know.
So this means this person that is going to lead people on behalf of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, he has to be a really knowledgeable person, not ordinary person.
Is the knowledge of the Imam given, for example, chest-to-chest to the companion or Sahabi? Now he would be... He would be trustworthy, he would be authentic enough to answer all the queries and the questions of the people around.
Look, no one is independent of the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Imam and human beings. So whatever we have based on Ziyarat al-Jama'a is the blessings that we receive through Imam. I mean, everyone. But if you mean that, is it something that came miraculously through Imam to them? No, I want to say it came through a natural order.
Yes.
But since we beg more at the door and the gate of Ahlul Bayt, they give us even more.
Okay.
Right?
That's right.
So the ones who have been close to Imam Ali al-Islam, let's say some decades ago, and they have been the students of Hawza at that time, we have seen that they have benefited from Imam Allah. And then they came to Iran, and alhamdulillah, their benefit from Imam was shown here and was given to the people here.
I can feel